Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Minutes on the timer, and the subject is puberty.
Yeah, puberty is a big one, isn't it, when you're a kid? Especially, it seems to be more of a significant time for boys for some reason. Or maybe just I remember that being a boy. But I also remember not seeing the big fuss and kind of sailing through it. Not it really never really being an issue for me. What about you?
Much more of an issue. Much more of an issue. I remember waiting and nothing happening, and I was expecting all these things to happen. My mum bought me a book called Living With Your Willy by Nick Fisher, who I believe was like an agony uncle for teenagers. It's a good book, and it told me how to, live with my willy, and how my body was going to change, not just my willy, but how the rest of my body was going to change too. But I remember like sex education talks at school and, you know, personal and social education sessions that we did where you'd hear all about the changes your body was going to go through, and you'd hear about like your voice deepening, your hairs growing on your arms and legs and chest, and then you'll grow and you'll get bigger and taller. And I was still scrawny and skinny and short. And I mean, I probably didn't really start going through puberty until I was probably
18,
14, 14, 15, I would say. I remember some boys in my year had full beards. At the age where I hadn't started puberty yet,
Wendy, I've got to say that I'm not. When I say I didn't have any issue with it, I didn't. I wasn't like 12 and like fully formed. I it was late for me as well, much later than the other boys, and
But it didn't bother you.
I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe it did, but I don't remember it bothering me that much. I mean, my mum bought me the book. I'm not sure it was Living With My Willy. It definitely wasn't that one, but I remember these kind of cartoon depiction of what's going to happen, and then you do this sort of usual rubbish biology classes in school. But I don't, do you know what it might have been? Because I went to an all-boys school, it was just much less of an issue. There was no sexual element to school, was there?
That's interesting. Yeah,
so you weren't as focused on what you looked like, because there was no one, unless you were gay, no one to impress. And so perhaps that's the reason why I don't really remember it significantly. All I can remember is my nan walking past my nan once, and then she going, "You stink, you better wash your armpits." And I was like, "Well, that's new. That's what do you mean?" Because I wasn't aware for some reason. But never really much of an issue. But I do remember the kids PE, like, and you're like,
"Yeah."
Obviously, the first you're doing, you when you're in your changing rooms, everyone's glancing, seeing who's got a bigger one. Everyone. It's just the way it is. Even in changing rooms now, if there is a bloke who is just getting changed, his dick happens to be out, just have a little glance. So obviously, what are you holding? Yeah, there were some kids who, like, at the age of 13, 14, they had men's penises ultimately, and then you look down at yours and it's like a M&M.
Well, I don't think I ever saw another boy's penis in the changing room at school, to be honest. They were never.
Oh, I'm naked. The weird one.
We were all. Yeah, you're definitely the weird one. When you mentioned
I wasn't actively searching for it, they were just there.
It's okay, mate. You don't have to defend yourself. Unless there is something weird about you. I don't know. When you mentioned armpits, then it really brought back a vivid memory. So obviously. Being a young man, you start growing hair under your armpits. And one of the things I do remember seeing in the changing rooms is other boys with hairy armpits. And I was thinking, oh, wow, they're like proper hairy armpits. And I would look at my armpits and there was no hair underneath my armpits. Until one day I looked in the mirror. I mean, I would probably check this daily, I'd imagine, at that point. I was like obsessed over it. One day I looked in the mirror and guess how many hairs I had under my armpit?
How many?
Three hairs. What, I had three hairs under my armpit. Three individual strands of hair.
I remember, it's like a fluff appears. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Not for me. Initially, I had three, and it didn't move more. It wasn't any more or less than three months.
That was puberty. I think you just had three long hairs growing. I don't think that was.
They just got stuck from my head or something.
Your armpit's very hairy now.
There's hair there. There's a reasonable amount.
I like
hair,
to think in my head you're holding your armpit and looking.
Yes, I am. I am doing that.
I've got no hair on my underarms.
Really?
Like wisps. And nor is my dad, and he is the hairiest man you'll ever see. Like, he looks like a badger has died on his chest. That's how hairy his chest is.
I have barely any hair on my forearms.
Mm. Do you think...
This is the thing. No one tells you that that's fine. It's like everyone's different. That's the bit that I felt was missing. That I really could have done with that reassurance that this is all going to happen at different stages and some of you won't have hair on your arms and some of you might not have hair on your legs. And that's okay. That bit was missing. It was just like, yep, you'll go for a point where your voice will get deep and you'll have hair. That was it.
Did it affect you mentally? Like, what was you going through? What was it? Was you anxious? Was you sort of panicked that you were never going to grow? Why was this such a stressful thing?
Definitely felt a little bit insecure about it. Ultimately, it didn't bother me a huge amount because I still had friends, I still had girlfriends. As you would have heard from the first girlfriends episode, I was a bit of a stud, so it was fine. It was all right. I mean, it wasn't the end of the world. It just would have been nice to have been a bit, you know, a bit more grown up, I suppose. I remember this one time, so we had to, if you did music GCSE, which I did, you had to be in one of the choirs at school. So I was 15 and I was in the senior choir. And I remember not being able to sing the low parts, the bass parts of the song, because my voice wouldn't go deep enough.
So you'd be, is it a falsetto? I never remember.
No, I mean, I can sing falsetto, but that's when you force your voice to go higher. I mean, I would sing tenor, which was the higher male part. And actually, it was quite useful to be able to sing tenor really well, because not everyone could, and the choir benefited from me being able to sing the tenor part, but I really wanted to be able to sing the bass part, which all my friends could sing, and I just couldn't get my voice down low enough.
This choir that you were in, I can't believe you were in a choir for school. To be called a tenor, I know it's just the pitch that you can sing in, but you have to be good, right? Just because you can make a noise that comes into your mouth that happens to sit in a parameter that can be classed as a certain type of singer, just because you can do that, you can't then say, well, I'm falsetto, I'm bass or whatever. You have to be able to actually sing, right?
I could sing.
Windy, can you sing?
Not that well, not that, like, because I played an instrument, I played the trombone, so I knew music and I knew the notes. So I can't do it now, I don't think. I certainly couldn't play the trombone now. I doubt I can probably sing. I can't read music like I used to be able to either. It's just left.
Wendy, do you remember when you wasn't pubic and then you became pubic, right?
Such a weird word, yeah, isn't yeah. it? It feels so it's odd strange. To say.
Do you remember suddenly you just felt confident of being with a girl because you had start to grow? Or did you have a girlfriend, a proper girlfriend, before you'd start to grow or had grown?
That's a really good question. I can't recall. I don't remember feeling that insecure.
Because the penis is significantly different.
Yes.
It? It's like, and yes. I don't know if I was, before I'd gone through the change, how confident I would have whipping that bad boy out. Well, not a bad boy. I mean, I don't know how you describe my penis, really. Certainly not a bad boy. But the...
boy, just yeah. a boy. Whipping that boy. Whipping that boy out.
The old chap out. And
the little guy.
I there was a time where it was... I didn't mind because I knew it was what it was, whereas before it was like, this is bullshit. Look how small it is.
No, I don't think anyone saw me naked, any female saw me naked until after I'd gone through puberty. Like, I don't think I would have exposed myself at that point.
They're not
going to
find that attractive unless they have, you know, border on. Actually, I'm not going to go there, but it's, you know, it's.
But also, what's the point? You know,
yeah, it's not necessarily the best look. Just pulling it out when.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about why puberty happens? Right. What are these things? Why do we? Why aren't we just born with a big bushy bush?
Yeah. I mean, it's. I presume it's about the way our bodies grow and are able to care for a child. So, you know, you start small, you grow bigger, and therefore, when you are able to reproduce and you have offspring, you can then protect them in the wild. That, I presume, that is the Darwin.
I've got a better
Darwinism explanation. Go on.
Tell me about the erections, Wendy.
The erections, yeah.
Like all the time.
They were frequent.
They were all the time.
But it wasn't like you were thinking about boobs and had an erection. You were thinking about trigonometry and you had an erection.
You weren't even aroused. There was nothing arousing going on.
Sometimes you were just having chips and beans and you had an erection. For no reason. I do remember. I do remember being in the car once on the way to somewhere. I think it was like going to a National Trust property and having an erection and thinking, I can't get out of the car. I cannot leave the car. Just panicking. What am I going to do?
I remember, like, I didn't realise at the time how normal morning glories were. But when you're a teenager, you think, I'm the only one that's having this problem. I wake up in the morning and it's just there. Every morning, without foul, standing to attention, is the old boy. And, I remember we used to go away to little country, like away to Essex, basically, stay in the country for the weekends, my stepdad and my mum and my little brother. And I remember lying in bed, like, saying, I can't get up until this is down. And it will not go, because you're in your pyjamas there. There's no, like, at least when you're out and you've got jeans on, you can sort of tuck it into your belt or whatever. When you're at home and you've just got pyjamas on, it's nothing you can do. You just literally have to lie there and wait, and it just doesn't go. It's not like now where you're having to, like, come on, boy, get up, stay up.
And your mum's going, Gary, come on, your toe's getting cold. You're not, I'll be there in a minute, mum.
About an hour I'll be there, actually, mum. Because this, even if I, tug one out, it's still not going down.
Tug one out, Jesus.
It's still there, still standing.
Do you remember like a psychological change? I know we've obviously focused on the physical change because it's the most funny, but what about psychological changes? Do you remember anything happening for you? Did you feel hormonal?
I don't, no, not really. I've always been
quite
an emotional kid anyway. I was always quite sensitive and I'd never have any issue getting upset and I'd cry a lot. Not like whinge, but I could watch telly or watch a film and I'd cry. So I was always quite emotional anyway. And so I never really saw any difference. I remember feeling like a man for the first time. Like a not specific moment, but kind of if you're looking back at around, I think it's probably been graduating from secondary school, where you had the mental aspect of finishing that part of your life and going on into adulthood, but also physically felt bigger, felt like I'd grown, and that was a really comforting feeling. And from being in a school where you're very much like a, to use current vernacular, beat a male, where I certainly wasn't the lion in or the tiger in the jungle, more the antelope. It was a good feeling to not feel like the antelope anymore and feel like more like a puma or something, or any kind of vicious cat. I suddenly felt like rather than the prey. Do you know what I mean? I went this period of not feeling like the little boy who's going to be targeted because he's got long blonde hair and he looks like a girl.
Did you go through a grumpy phase? I mean, that's the common sort of perception, isn't it, of teenagers?
No, I didn't. Even my mum would tell you now that I never had anything. I never chatted back. I never rebelled. I kind of didn't. I saw other people doing it. I saw my brothers, stepbrothers doing it. I never did it. I just didn't see the point. I didn't know why anyone would want to be a dickhead to their mum and dad. I never understood it. I never went through that rebellious stage. I didn't. Maybe it's because my parents weren't dickheads to me. You know, they never stopped me from doing anything. They never tried to control me. They always tried to advise me, and it felt like they had my best interests at heart. So that's probably why I never felt I need to rebel and other kids to feel differently. I don't know. But for me, puberty was a pretty non-event. But when talking about...
Oh, Flav, it's our coming of age. 15 minutes are up.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.